right. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. About.
Well, former Beverly Hills housewife Lisa Vanderpump is being called out for selling bugs in her wine.
What? Oh, no. Yes,
and is Drew Barrymore sexting Cameron Diaz?
Plus, I got to chat with Amy Poehler and Ty Burrell about season 2 of that show, Duncanville. But first, Brad, what you got cooking in the pot?
Well, Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan appear to be happy and in love, but not everyone is happy about them smashing.
Oh, Lord.
Recently, a snippet of a track featuring Future and 42 Doug has surfaced, and apparently, he rips Lori, yo. Take a listen.
Steve Harvey, but I didn't hear the rest of that. I heard Steve Harvey.
Okay, well, in case you didn't understand it, he says, tell Steve Harvey I don't want her. So Lori and Future dated for a while. Wow. While they seemed happy together as well, but unclear why they split, y'all.
Like, I feel like this has to be an old verse because, like, yo, it's a situation where, like, she's moved on a long time ago.
Now, Sherry, do you think he's being a bitter Betty and being mad about the breakup or what?
I think, yeah, he's being a little bitter, you know, because it's not like she broke up and then she's alone, single, and drinking hot tea. Right. She is with the number one movie star. It's one of the sexiest people's men alive. So, yeah, I think he hurting a little bad.
Gary, you started off with Steve Harvey. I said you started off and you know Steve Harvey. Do you think he's going to come with a response or a clap back?
Hell no, girl. Steve is in Africa taping Family Feud, child. He can't be bald to him and his wife Marjorie, child. To Future.
But you know what, Gary? All he had to do, he can end here with one sentence and say, I don't remember him, okay? Because you do not count, boo-boo. It is all right.
Nah.
All right, well, something that somebody is remembering is Drew Barrymore. She recalled a story of how she once sent her BFF, who's Cameron Diaz, a very not safe for work video text. But the text didn't go to Cameron Diaz. It ended up in the wrong hands. I hate when that happens. I have stories, but first, watch this.
My best friend happens to be Cameron Diaz, and I sent her a video of me getting dressed, and I sent it, it turns out, to a 16-year-old boy named Matthew. Anyway.
that's horrible.
It happens. It happens, y'all. It happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
This was during a segment of Did the Crime Sip the Wine? And Drew asked her guests if they've ever accidentally sent a racy text to the wrong person, which reminded her of the time that it happened to her. I have done that before, accidentally sending. We used to work with a guy, and his name was kind of close to my wife's name. And so.
What'd you say?
I said something like, naked and waiting, and I was getting ready to send a picture. And this guy texted me who he worked with, and he was like, wrong person. And I got that like hot, sick feeling because I was getting ready to send a picture.
Right.
Very much a picture that I did not want a coworker to have. Right. So this has happened to me before.
And this just proves how men and women are different because Drew Barrymore can send a video to a 16-year-old boy, and everyone's just like, sip the wine,
that's right.
Crime.
That's right. Like,
if I were to send a video to a 16-year-old girl, I'd be done.
In jail. Yeah.
Over prison.
I got a question for everybody. If someone on Dish sent a racy text to another member of Dish, would you rat them out, y'all? It's actually happened
Hell
to me.
No.
Yes.
No,
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't, Portia. No, I wouldn't.
I got a text from Brat one time, and she was like, he wants to meet you, and he likes you. And I was like, oh, my God, who is this? And then she gonna text me back. She was like, girl, I was talking to somebody else. I'm sorry. I was like,
Well, former Real Housewives star Lisa Vanderpump should change her wine name to Buggy Rosé.
No. What's going on?
Reportedly, something called earwigs, a type of bug, was found in the contaminated bottles of Lisa's Rosé, which arrived at a Las Vegas liquor store.
Gross.
But buggy bottles were caught before, you know, being sold to customers.
Ew.
Now, sources claiming that
it adds flavor.
That dirty bottle in the bottling facility is to blame for the problem because this couldn't have happened in Province, France, where the grapes are grown.
Oh, these are like little pincer bugs, right? They got like little pincers.
Ew.
Yeah,
they're like long
gross.
And like maybe like inch long.
Oh,
they got
hell no.
Long
leg. Ew, look at
little
it.
Pincers
disgusting.
On the back of the bottle.
Yeah.
It looks like the tequila bottle. When you get the tequila bottle and it's the worm in it.
Oh, the worm.
You're supposed to drink that.
She needs to market this, Portia. She needs to market it and say, oh, darling, that's what we're doing now. Exactly. It'll help you lose weight.
It's, it's called Vanderpinch. Vanderpinch wine.
Vanderpinch.
Yeah.
Now, market. Heidi, you love drinking wine. Mm-hmm. If you got a bottle of wine, you see a little pincher bug there at the bottom of the bottle. You still drinking it?
Is it my last bottle?
It's the last bottle.
It depends on where we are in the lineup. If it's the last bottle, bug me damn.
All right, well, speaking of housewives, check this out. Sherry, your girl, Garcelle Bouvet, just had Andy Cohen on her podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. So she asked him a question. She said, would you ever consider doing a gay housewives? Or as Gary would say, a queen housewives, right? Check this out.
Have you ever thought about having a gay franchise?
We've talked about that. You know, it was something that we were really into many years ago. We've almost cast several lesbians. And I think when you start casting gay men, it just, I think it's ultimately a show about women.
Oh. Okay. So, Heidi, I got a big question for you. Now, if they really did do a Housewives featuring glamorous lesbians, would you consider being on the show?
I certainly would, Portia. Are you inviting me? I mean, you are the big queen over there, the queen bee, so.
You're actually right, Heidi. I could be on both shows. You're right.
Yes, girl. I would do it. I would do it, and my tagline would be.
What?
I'm not Kentucky Fried Chicken, but I am finger looking good.
That's kind of awesome.
Sexual at the gate.
That's right.
Brett, would you consider it? Could they convince you? What would your tagline be?
I don't know if I would do it because my patience is not that good, and you know, my anger management it fades away sometimes. But my tagline, if I did it, would be the best of both girls.
All right. Nice.
My tagline would be, I ain't never tried it, but I sure am open.
Now, Sherry, hold on now. It's got to have some rhyme or reason to it now. Yours just straight up. Put it out there.
My tagline would be, if your money's right, then I'm tight.
Oh, my gosh.
No. All right, one show that has decided to shake things up is The Bachelorette Australia. The show just cast Brooke Blurton as its latest star, and she will be their first pansexual lead. Now, the network invited women and men ages 23 to 35 to apply for the show for the first time ever. And in her Instagram post, Brooke said, I'm ready. I hope you are too. So, Chewy, tell me something. Would you go down under to be on this show?
You know what? I stay down under, baby. I stay down under. That's one of my specialties.
Well, it's
I am a pansexual 100%. All my Latinos will understand. I love pan. I love all kinds of pan. I like garlic bread.
Pan.
I like bolillos.
He's
like
pansexual. I'm pansexual too.
What are you doing to this bread?
Right. He's kneading.
Thank you, HK.
Baby, honey, the singer of 90s R&B hit has been revealed, honey, and you ain't gonna believe this. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Yeah!
Okay, y'all, honey. Now, black people, y'all, this is gonna be a shock of black people. Now, y'all remember, honey, that song, that 90s song, honey, Swing My Way? Y'all remember?
Yes.
Well, baby, it was by the R&B rapping duo, y'all, KP and Envy. Yes. Well, let me tell you something. The internet is losing it because word on the street is that the lead singer, y'all, Envy, named Susan Hedge, but she might be a white woman.
What's the big deal?
Telling black men to swing her way. But anyway, y'all, now I heard, honey, y'all heard me say that this woman might be a white woman. Well, baby, honey, if I'm lying, then, honey, I'm flying.
What is wrong with everybody? Why is everybody acting like they didn't know this woman was white? Did y'all not see the video?
We did.
Like, she
I did.
And dances white.
If you're over 34 years old, you know she was white and you saw the video back in the day. It's the newer generation of kids that didn't know that are finally catching on to this amazing song who are watching this video on YouTube and saying, oh, damn, she's white.
You know, I'm in the demographic of people who thought she was Creole. Had me fooled the entire time. I had no idea. So right. Since everybody found this out, Black Twitter has gone crazy. One person tweeted, wait, shorty swing my way ain't black? Mm. Fooled me, because that's a bop with seasoning.
Yeah, that's a great song.
It is.
Another person tweeted a meme of a shocked President Biden with the caption, wait, shorty sing my way was sung by a white woman?
Lord have mercy.
But people need to act, like, stop acting so surprised, because there are a lot of white singers out there that people thought they were black, like Bobby Caldwell, Tina Marie,
Snow,
for example. You know, like, come on, y'all.
I just found out right now that Bobby Caldwell was white, just now. I thought that he was black. Mm-hmm. What you won't do for love, I always thought it was by a black man. What you learn on Dish Nation. Well, keeping it moving, we might have lost the great Paul Mooney, but his hometown of Oakland, California has plans to keep his name alive. It seems plans to honor the legendary comedian were already in the works before his passing and scheduled to be voted on by the city council June 1st. But here are some tributes that Oakland has in mind. A comedy event that spotlights the Bay's up-and-coming comedians, a plaque in the Black Arts District, or a Paul Mooney scholarship fund. So, y'all, which one of these do you like the best? Would you like to see in honor of Paul?
He's like the godfather of comedy, too. Like, he deserves, like, a little statue or something to me.
Yeah, he does.
He deserves it all, a statue and a scholarship.
I remember meeting him at the Comedy Store when I was a stage manager there. It was backstage, and he said, damn, kid, you're big. Do you do security? I said, no, sir, I do radio. He says, oh, I feel bad for that microphone, and just kept walking.
Now, as a comedian, Sherry, what is your favorite moment, or what do you remember about Paul Mooney that you can share with us?
Brad, I used to sit for hours and watch Paul Mooney, because he would stay on the stage for hours, and he was a reverend. He didn't care what you thought, and he would just go. And I remember we sat together many times and talked, and he said, because I was such a, you know, I was just this really nice, shy girl. He said, listen, little girl, when you learn to stop playing by the rules, you'll win. And I was like, wow. And I've always remembered that, you know, about being such a good girl and wanting to please everybody. He said, you got to stop that. So I just, he is the godfather of comedy.
Well, our good friend Jason Lee of Hollywood Unlocked is always brewing up some tea, baby, on Fox Soul, honey. So what's happening on the show tonight, Jason?
Thanks, Gary. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee, Uncensored, is all new tonight on Fox Soul. We have a full show of hot tea discussing all the drama over at the Joe Budden Podcast. And Azealia Banks is accusing Nicki Minaj of using cocaine. Also, a Nickelodeon star claps back at a racist hater. So make sure you don't miss it at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxsoul.tv.
Thanks, Jason. Coming up, Crack Dishes with Amy Poehler and Ty Burrell about the season 2 of Duncanville. So don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation. I'm here with Amy Poehler and Ty Burrell from the Fox series Duncanville. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, everybody.
I love you guys so much. Amy, I've been a fan of yours since the Upright Citizens Brigade days. Ty, I go back to Dawn of the Dead with you. Quite the vibe. And just to see you guys still out there creating dope content in 2021.
Hey, Crack, are you in New York?
I'm based in Atlanta, but I'm from New York originally.
Okay, wow.
But yeah, like I pulled up to a couple ASCAT shows, you know what I mean? Like I'm a big fan of the work, you know what I mean? So let's talk about Duncanville, which is about to fire back up. And Amy, you're the voice of Duncan and his mother. Is it strange to watch it and hey, you're actually having a conversation with yourself?
Yeah, it is funny to watch it because, I do forget sometimes that when I watch it, I think it's especially fun because the character of Annie, Duncan's mom, is really, she's nervous. She's very activated, really intense. And Duncan is like a lot of teenage boys. Like he just, as soon as he starts talking, he wants to stop. Like the less words. So it's really fun to play that against each other. But it is a little weird. It is a little weird to talk to yourself that way, for sure.
And I forget sometimes, too, when the show starts, I'm like, oh, yeah, Amy's doing both of those voices.
Now, Ty, I understand in this season, Duncan says the one thing no kid should ever say to their dad.
Yeah.
What's something that you said to your dad that you later regretted when you was growing up?
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. My dad was one of those dads that really prided himself on, being like the open dad. He was a family therapist. Oh. So he was like, we have this, you know, we have a kind of family where everything can be said. And then at some point I was like, yeah, Dad, I smoke pot. And he was like, what? How dare you? I thought we had a thing. No.
Bond, the moment.
No, he was immediately like from the 1930s.
Now, let's just say this is for both of y'all. If you was to pick any celebrity to voice animated versions of yourselves as kids, who would y'all pick?
Animated version of myself as kids. Okay, so for me, it would have to be somebody with a Boston accent, a really thick, because I had a really thick Boston accent growing up. So I'm going to say Matt Damon.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
What about you, Tom? Good enough to possibly play.
That's right.
I feel like for who I was at that age, I think Diane Keaton is probably the right call.
Yo, continued success to both of y'all. Can't wait to see what this season has in store. And if people want to find the show, where can they go?
They can go to Fox and they can go to Hulu.
Happy, earsy, folded.
On demand. Happy. You gotta love it. One time, y'all, for Amy Poehler and Tyler Burrell. Duncanville, watch it.
Thank you.
Thank y'all so much, man. It's a dream come true. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks, man.
Peace. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Olympic snowboarder Tora Bright is showing off her skills, honey. But good thing she's used to slippery slopes, because she definitely faced one recently after her Mother's Day post went viral. Tora posted herself breastfeeding. And get this, y'all, while doing a handstand. Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Impressive.
But the Mommy Coalition was not impressed. Tora faced a lot of backlash and criticism, which ultimately led to her explanation, saying it was not intended to make mothers feel bad, but only to have fun and express the bond between her and her baby. Now, she has since deleted this tweet after this story came about. Now, how do y'all feel about this? Is it in fun?
Okay, does anybody else think me and Gary should reenact this picture, or am I the only one?
I'm a woman who actually struggled with breastfeeding. You know, like, I only was able to breastfeed for, like, a month. I think that these women who are doing fun stuff to show breastfeeding, it's liberating. Like, yes, I agree. Pop it out in public, be proud. Like, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I also want to know, Gary, when the last time you was in a handstand? When you did that?
Just the other day.
Can you get them legs
last
up,
night,
Gary?
Bitch.
Gary, you need to stretch them things out.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.